What's poppin', people? It's Dante. Today I wanted to make a very simple video with a simple message. Why? You should photograph. So, ultimately, I believe we all have our own individual reasons why we like to photograph or why we photograph. But in particularly, I want to give this message to the photographer who is just getting started. And someone who's been photographing, to just think about why they photograph. Because ultimately, I think asking the question why, you can bear almost anyhow. Meaning, when you find out why you photograph and what it means to you, pretty much everything that comes towards you in life generally, despite the photographic journey, I believe that we can overcome in a way. Because when you set out with this grand reason why you photograph, whether it's simply to enjoy your everyday life, to make works of art, to document your town, to create a project, this reason why you go out there with the camera will fuel you throughout the day, no matter how mundane or monotonous things may seem. Where I can essentially walk the same lane every single day and still find something to uplift in a photograph because I have this curious mind each and every day, where I essentially set my body in motion without any preconceived notions of what I will find. And what that unlocks for me is this abundant flow state of production, of making new pictures. But this derives through me asking why. And I believe that ultimately, when I photograph, I'm asking that simple question, why? Each and every day. You know, when I look at the trees, when I look at the leaves, when I look at all of nature and all these things around me, I'm still curious and learning about them. I'm still wondering, what kind of tree is this? You know, what is the, you know, time of year that the tree will then bloom again? You know, I'm just curious about life in general through photography. And what that means is, I believe that you should photograph. And my interpretation of why I photograph and my encouragement to you about why you should photograph, you should photograph because it will make your life more meaningful, because you are curious. Where ultimately, when I'm photographing, I'm simply asking why. And when I'm asking why, I'm remaining curious. And when I'm remaining curious, I'm remaining grounded in the present moment, where we have a past, we have a future, but these things aren't of my concern. For when I'm out here and I'm walking and I'm moving and I'm photographing, I exist outside this passage of time, where the present moment is what truly matters in our lives. And yeah, when you're photographing, you enter this sort of stream of becoming, of changing and of evolving and transforming through the click of the shutter, where every day you can learn something new, every day you can create something new. And this is such a beautiful thing, where you can now express yourself openly with the canvas of our world. This street, this park, this world is our canvas, and through using this canvas you give yourself a voice for photography. Phos meaning light, graphe meaning writing or drawing, right? You're drawing with light, you're writing with light. And by writing with light, you give yourself a voice. And so recognize the power of the medium of photography and how it can empower you and give you a voice. You know, maybe you feel like you don't have much to say, but using a camera can maybe be your way of expressing and speaking and giving yourself a voice. And yeah, just a bit of words of encouragement for a photographer out there who's looking to understand why they should even start photographing. And I believe ultimately it has to do with curiosity. Because, you know, when it comes down to it, like, the more we progress in life, the more we age, the more we see things and experience life's complexities and have an understanding or a pre-understanding of what life can be, or what life is, rather, you know, then we kind of get burdened by society. We get, you know, sort of hardened by, you know, everything around us, where nothing is exciting anymore. You know, where everything is kind of monotonous and boring and gloomy and dull and, you know, maybe not as meaningful anymore. But when you go out each day with a camera in hand, there really is a superpower where everything does become meaningful again. You know, where you slow down and you just observe and you're present and you're grounded and you're creating and enjoying what you see and what you experience. And then putting order to it within a frame with your camera is very much an empowering way to live your everyday life. And so for me, this is why I photograph, and I think you should think more critically about, you know, this idea. And so just to circle back one more time, because it's very important in my philosophy in regards to photography, is cultivating curiosity. And so I've been thinking about this a lot, because there are some days where you don't feel as curious as others, where the less curious you are, the less photographs you make. And so the goal is to continuously make new photographs, in my opinion, as a photographer, because this is how you can cultivate your voice, your vision. And so essentially, the more I think about curiosity, I believe it's something that we can enhance through our physiology, through getting deep sleep, through increasing our muscle mass, through, you know, eating good food that satiates your body, and then through being physically awake, you then become, I believe, spiritually awake, where the more curious or the more physically strong you become, the more curious you become. And then the more curious you become, the more strong your photographs will be. And then when you're out there on the street and you're making pictures, recognize, no matter how mundane things may seem, and no matter how much you've seen in this life of yours, there's so much more out there. The world is so open. You know, there's so much to do, to see, to photograph. And yeah, I think that is just an empowering thought, where you're looking at life for what it is, but recognize that when you're photographing and you're making an image of something, you're photographing what life could be, for this is now your interpretation of reality, a reflection of your soul that gives your life meaning and purpose through cultivating curiosity. And so, yeah, that's my practical idea about curiosity and how we can enhance our ability to go out there and photograph endlessly. I really do believe it derives physically through being mentally, physically, and spiritually awake. And yeah, maybe another thought is to treat every single day like it is your last day. And so when you're photographing, essentially treat each photograph like it's your last. And then through photographing with this mindset of, yeah, maybe this will be my last picture, you'll really cherish that present moment, and you'll cherish that process of going out there and practicing your photography every single day, because you really never know when it will be your last day. But then through recognizing your mortality and your finite nature, it's a very empowering way to frame your everyday life, that, you know, that way you stay curious, you know, that way, you know, if it is your last day, you didn't just go through the motions, but you really remain present and aware and engaged with life on the front lines of life, because, you know, ultimately we're not going to live forever, right? But at least we can make a photograph.